Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. We make lots of assumptions about boys and girls in our culture. We assign colors and names and occupations on the basis of gender. Boys are tough and strong, we say, while girls are emotional and gentle, or at least they should be, shouldn't they? Parents are often confused about the impact gender has on parenting. As a mother of a son and the therapist of many boys and girls over the years, I believe that in many ways, boys are at a disadvantage when it comes to being understood. Yes, I understand the challenges that face girls and young women, and I'm deeply grateful that we are now having the Me Too and Time's Up conversation. It's long overdue. But a big part of solving the challenges women face means raising our young men differently. And how exactly should we do that? Well, it helps to understand that boys and girls are different, especially in the first 6 years of life. I'm speaking in generalizations, and individual boys are unique beings. But research has shown some surprising conclusions about boys. Little boys, as it turns out, are often more sensitive. They cry more often and are harder to soothe, and they suffer more from separation anxiety. They're also, as a group, more curious, more competitive, more aggressive, and more impulsive than girls the same age. As they grow, these differences tend to disappear. But boys' social structures are different from girls. They tend to organize themselves into groups with leaders and rules. Of course, there are lots of individual variations, and boys need the same things all children need from parents: a sense of belonging and connection, social and emotional skills, deep listening, and life skills training. Boys are often active learners. They're more willing to talk when they're involved in doing something with you, rather than sitting face to face. I used to walk or play basketball in the park with my male clients, and with my son. It often made conversation easier. If you're raising a son, the most important thing you can do is to take a deep look at your own assumptions about boys and men. What is a good man? I've worked with many young men who told me their parents expected them to win, to show no weakness, and to be competitive. Qualities like respect for others, including women, empathy, compassion, or tenderness were not as highly valued. Healthy human beings, regardless of gender, share the same traits. They're respectful, courageous, empathetic, and strong. They can stand up for themselves and reach out to others. Boys have the right to be exactly who they are without being squeezed into a culture's notion of masculinity. Your son will tell you who he is if you take the time to listen. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.